tell you to go to town to buy some cloth, and she'd give you a little square cloth, she'd give that a name. She'd say, here, take this.
She always said a scrap piece. I did.
Scrap piece.
To get the right color with.
Match it up. And did your mother wear something over her dress to keep it clean?
Yes, sir.
And what? How would you describe that? Was it?
Well, it just
come
it,
up?
No, she'd come up to her waist, tied back there with a string. Come down to about her knees. We call that an apron.
Didn't have any.
No, sir. No, sir. She never wore none with a chest on it.
And what would you keep coins in? Did you ever buy anything to keep coins in, or did you? Somebody said you used to keep coins in when they were young, a tobacco sack.
Well, back then, that was about the only thing we did have to put coins in. Or backer sacks. And if you had a green dollar bill, you crammed it in there with it.
when you started to buy those things at the store, what were they called?
Tobacco sacks.
Just tobacco sacks.
Then you'd buy a sack of tobacco, and we'd save them.
And then when you got something made out of leather, what?
We called those pocketbooks.
Yes. And another thing, in those days, did you ever hear a woman talk about what she wore around her neck, beads? How would she describe that?
We always called them beads, just regular beads.
Would they call them a pair of beads?
Well, I never heard it called that. No, sir. Just regular beads.
And if a woman liked to fix her hair and get herself
dolled up.
Dolled up, is that what you said?
That's what we call it, doll them up.
Suppose a man would kind of like to get all dolled up.
Dolled up. We call him smooching.
Oh, I see. And the thing that women might wear to keep the sun off their heads or might carry.
Well, now, we had two or three different things there. My mother always made her a bonnet to go on her head. Mm-hmm. And us boys always buy a straw hat made out of straw.
And would your mother carry anything to keep the sun?
Sometimes she'd have a parasol. We'd call it a parasol.
Uh-huh.
But hardly ever she had a parasol, though.
I see.
She had one in the house, but she never would carry it.
Was that
she'd put that bonnet on and get gone.
I see. The parasol was sort of for show, do you think? Is that
well, it was in time of rain. That's the only time my mother used a parasol.
And what would a man carry, or would he?
He wouldn't carry anything if it rained, just poured down on him.
I see.
And I'm that way today. If it rained, I'd just out in it.
You never use a umbrella. The ladies call them, they don't say parasol anymore. Right?
No, they call it umbrella now.
And a new suit of clothes, what did you have for, did you name the different parts of a suit? You have a coat?
Well, we always, when my mother bought me a little suit of clothes, it'd just be a coat. We called it a coat. Then we called it a pair of short pants buckled around your knees.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We called them knee pants at that time when she bought us something like that.